There's one very important fact I think we tend to forget about the First World War, and that is crime. And that in the First World War, the biggest single criminal offence was desertion and absenteeism. And that was the same whether it's Berlin or Birmingham or Dublin. But in Dublin, quite severe penalties for harbouring deserters as well. One case I was just looking at there, a young girl in the Liberties, a weaver, who got eight weeks hard labour for harbouring a deserter unnamed, but presumably a relation or a boyfriend or something. But that is a regular occurrence. And I think part of that story must be that the growing feeling against the war, in certainly in Dublin, must be related to the fact that you had lots of men, not all Irish by any means, but mainly Irish and mainly Dubliners, coming back here. They'd been there, they'd done that, and they weren't going back. And they were telling everybody else it was a nightmare. So, you know, that must have been gnawing away at any public support there was for the war from a very early stage.
And anecdotally, there were British deserters who felt that they could have a better opportunity of escaping detection if they came to Ireland.